Are you ready to go higher in the Lord? Well, hello and welcome to A New Level Awaits You. I am your host, Lois Fewelling. We all desire spiritual growth, but do not always know where to begin. On A New Level Awaits You, we provide steps to guide you into your divine assignment and reach greater levels of greatness in the Lord. New levels include receiving dreams and visions, more intimacy on a daily basis, deeper levels of understanding the Word of God and His prophetic Word, and experiencing God encounters that will change your life. Get inspired by stories of those who have had life-changing encounters with the Lord and expect to receive and believe for everything God promised you. Using biblical strategies and revelation, you will begin to soar above every obstacle so you reach new levels of anointing, authority, spiritual encounters, and be able to enter into your specific divine assignment. You will grow in your faith and learn how to walk in greater freedom. But most importantly, a warrior spirit will arise within you as you step up in faith and determination to advance the kingdom of God. So get ready to go from glory to glory, for new levels await.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to A New Level Awaits You. Today we're going to continue on again with navigating chaos, and today we're going to be talking about the higher demonic activity. We're continuing this series with Paul and Barnabas as they journeyed through their assignment of preaching the gospel. You have to understand that chaos can intensify in various ways. And today we will discuss the higher demonic activity and how they get involved in our situations or in their particular situation, but also can get involved in factors that we don't even recognize. This particular type of demonic activity is more regional. It's more territorial, as we'll discover in this scripture. And many times, we do not believe in the demonic. In fact, many people out there say it just doesn't exist for today. But I want to share something with you that is absolutely true, and that is, there is higher level demonic activity going on all over the world. I recently had a conversation. I've been training up some people for understanding this type of warfare that is out there. And she went on to the Dominican Republic, and she was saying about how some in the group did not really understand or even believe in the demonic activity until they got to witness it. And you could not deny, this is what she said, you cannot deny that everything that I've been teaching them about this higher level demonic activity is real. And if we need to have a clear understanding of this, we need to understand that this is what Paul and Barnabas and the disciples went through. So as we look at this today, we're going to be talking about Paul and Barnabas, their situation. But I want you to notice something. We stopped last week with their praying over a man who had never walked, and he got healed. Now, you'd think the crowds would be excited for this man's healing, wouldn't you? But instead, a higher level of demonic activity entered in, and the crowd decided to set Paul and Barnabas up as little g gods. And this escalated into their desiring, their clamoring to express their adoration by offering sacrifices. In fact, in Acts 14, they wanted to bring wreaths of flowers. They wanted to bow down to them, and they brought bowls and all kinds of things. They just wanted to just because what they saw was that these men had done something miraculously, and therefore they must be gods. Now, chaos came in. It just came hugely. But this next level of chaos changes what it did. It changed the attention from the miracle that God performed, that Jesus performed, that these apostles have performed through Jesus Christ to the crowd worshiping those who had worked and performed the miracle. This higher demonic level of chaos hurled the attention of the goodness of what was taking place into a misdirected chaos. Now, I want you to notice how the crowd redirected focus from honoring God to bowing down to Paul and Barnabas. What do we do in these situations? Are you praying over people? Are you seeing miracles? We have to be really careful because there's many leaders out there that get caught up into this. And because the crowd starts adoring them, they start to see them as the God, the big God, instead of worshiping Jesus Christ. Well, Paul was given the name Hermes, which means herald of the gods, a Greek deity. And Barnabas was called Zeus, which was the national god of the Greeks. It was the priest of the temple that was outside this city that began this false worship. And within this city, there were many local deities or cults, and this crowd, blinded by the cult falsities, were resolved to sacrifice to Paul and Barnabas. Now, this type of chaos occurs subtly, but often very quickly. I've seen this happen where a glaze will cover over the eyes of those in attendance, and they blindly follow after the one who's leading. And from that point on, it appears they're so caught up in it, they're unable to think for themselves, but they rather follow the crowd with intensity and misguided passion, believing every lie that was spoken out there and unable to distinguish truth from the false. This has been occurring on a national level, state level, within businesses, ministries, churches. And unfortunately, the wrong type of people with the wrong messages have been placed in position of leadership to ultimately destroy the gospel message, the message of moral living, the message of love, and the message of unity. Well, many of us get caught up in this, and often we don't even recognize how or when it happened. We follow the crowd instead of biblical truth. Some of us wake up and see through the mist that has covered us. Others become overcome with its falseness and develop a deep passion. Yes, a deep passion for its falsities. And they often become a leader in directing this type of chaos. So how do we navigate this type of chaos? Let's look at what Paul and Barnabas did. Beginning in verse 14, it says, when the apostles understood what was happening, they were mortified and they tore their clothes as a sign of dismay. They rushed into the crowd and shouted, people, what are you doing? We're only weak humans like everyone else. That's why we've come to tell you the good news, so that you would turn away from these worthless myths and turn to the living God. He is the creator of all things, the earth, the heavens, the sea, and everything they contain. Yet he has never left himself without clear evidence of his goodness. For he blesses us with rain from heaven and seasons of fruitful harvest, and he nourishes us with food to meet our needs. He satisfies our lives and euphoria fills our hearts. But here's the thing that I want you to notice. Even after saying these things, they were barely able to restrain the people from offering sacrifices to them. Do you understand the escalation of this type of chaos? Paul and Barnabas divinely saw through that demonic mist. They discerned the situation and they immediately took action to turn attention back onto the truth of Jesus Christ. But unfortunately, in this type of chaos, they were barely able to restrain the people from offering sacrifices to them. Godly discernment in these type of activities is essential, or else we too will get caught up into this deception. Paul and Barnabas tried to redirect the crowd, as some of us try to do as well. And sadly, we become the object of attack, as did Paul and Barnabas. Notice that some of the Jews who had opposed Paul and Barnabas in Antioch and Iconium arrived and stirred up the crowd against them. They stoned Paul and dragged his body outside the city and left him for dead. Hatred escalated. It stirred up within the crowd by opposition, not just within that city, but others came from other cities in. They traveled over 100 miles just to make Paul and Barnabas miserable and to stop the message of the gospel. They were considered dedicated adversaries. Does this remind you of various activities taking place today? Protest, violence, with opposition from several other areas joining forces to dictate their agenda, because that's what this opposition was doing. They wanted to dictate their agenda. See, the purpose of this type of demonic chaos is to shut down the truth in order to orchestrate control and manipulation for the demonic evil intentions. Its purpose is to kill and destroy those who speak the truth, live the truth, and spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They tried to kill Paul, just like they will try to kill most of us. Now, here, this is what happened. But God, I love this. True believers encircled Paul's body. And I can imagine they were praying fervently for Paul, miraculously stood up. Paul stood, and he immediately went back into the city. How crazy is that? He went right back in to the city. And the next day, he left with Barnabas for Derbe. Now, the demonic did not win. God did. Because God miraculously healed Paul, sent him right back into that city. I believe that's a very strong message. And then this is what happened. In Derbe, they preached again. They didn't back down. They didn't stop. And even there, a large number of people believed in Jesus. They continued to do what God had assigned them to do. In fact, it amazes me that they retraced their steps, it says, and went back and revisited Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, the very places where that opposition came together to go after them. And at each place they went, it says they strengthened the lives of the believers and encouraged them to go deeper in their faith and taught them it is necessary. Now, this is key. It is necessary for us to enter into the realm of God's kingdom because that's the only way we will endure our many trials and persecutions. Wow. Here's some big things that we need to understand. So let's recap the steps so we can navigate this high level type of chaos. Number one, we need to know the truth. We need to speak the truth and live the truth. Number two, we must implement godly discernment. And the more that we go out and seek the truth, know the truth, speak it, live it, I will tell you God's discernment will increase. We need to appreciate those God uses, but all honor goes to him. You need to question, you know, look at yourself and say, am I giving a man the godly praise that should go to Jesus? Appreciate him. God wants us to appreciate it, that each one of them, but all honor goes to God. And once this type of chaos is visible, when we see this taking place, I'm praying that your discernment will increase so you can see this. We need to remove ourselves from its grip, even if we're the only one discerning it. And you'll be surprised at others that may be discerning it as well. We need to immediately redirect honor back to God using strong words to turn others away from these idol worshipers. We cannot worship idols. And that includes people, pastors, worship leaders, anointed speakers, talented business leaders, and the list goes on. We have to redirect honor back to God. Number 6, pray a hedge of protection around you and your family so you don't get caught up in all of this. Number 7, trust God completely because he is your shield and your covering. And I say this is a strong one. Following the leading of the Lord only. How do we do that? We need to enter into that God's kingdom realm. That's what Paul was saying. Enter into the kingdom realm, meaning get into his presence, because this is the only way we're going to be able to endure our many trials and persecutions. We have to step up here. We have to enter into his presence. We have to encourage not just ourselves, but others, and strengthen them to go deep in their faith in this season when this type of chaos is so strong. It is all around us. And as we go through and as we move forward, if you're not seeing this in the world today, in your nation, in your state, or in your community, then seek the Lord for discernment around it, because it is rising up big time. And we have to be ones that enter into God's kingdom. We need to know the truth, speak it, live it, pray fervently for the truth of God so we can get through these our many trials and persecutions. So Lord, I pray right today, Lord Jesus, that you will just lift the mist off in people, that demonic mist, Lord God, where they're believing falsities, things that people have told them that are in the Bible, but it's twisted and it's demonic, Lord God. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you will just remove it right now in the name of Jesus, and that you will lift it off their eyes, lift it off in their minds, Lord God, and cause them to seek you with fervency, that they honor only you. And Lord God, if they're worshiping any kind of a false idol, then I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you also would lift that off them, open up their hearts and minds and their eyes so they can see the truth, your truth, Lord God. And we will give you all the honor and praise because you are the only one that deserves it. And we give you this praise right now. I give you praise, Lord God, in your precious name. Amen. I want to thank you for watching and joining me on this journey as we go higher. Expect to grow, expand your territory, and enter into new levels of intimacy with the Lord. Check out my website at loisfewelling.com for books, online courses, podcasts, and other resources to help you soar in the Lord. Are you interested in increasing your confidence, being able to speak assertively, subdue your fears, manage life situations effectively, and overcome rejection or betrayal so that you can tenaciously stand back up again? Then you must sign up for a free strategy session so we can design a plan specifically for you. I now offer one-on-one coaching sessions with group sessions coming soon. My heart is to equip and make disciples and advance them into living a life more abundantly. Yes, my website is loiswellling.com. Check it out, and I hope to be talking to you soon.